Good morning, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks. Absent this morning is Commissioner Van Beek. We have three items that are set for 9:30 agenda item. We're going to actually pick up the third listed one first, and it'll be an action item to consider signing findings of facts, conclusions of law, and order for case number CU2023-0002-APL. All right. Good morning, Michelle. What do you have before us?
So we have the FCOs from, it was June 17th. The board continued deliberation on this appeal and rendered the decision, and these are the FCOs for the appeal of a staging area.
Okay. All right. Any questions?
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right. I would consider a motion if you think.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the findings of fact, conclusions of law, and order for case number CU2023-0002-APL.
All right. I would second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our business could be.
They're trying to beat you.
Missed out on the fun.
All right.
Thanks for stopping by.
Wow, you two do exist. This is good. All right.
Eight county commissioners, by the way, said to say hello.
Oh, yeah.
And they said you're welcome, that they are processing first.
We are very appreciative of that. Yes. Jenna, do you want to break in between for the audio record? You're fine? Okay. All right. So we will start with the first one on the agenda then for 9:30. And let's be meeting with county attorneys. So Zach is not going to make it. Wesley is not going to make it this morning. So the action item that we need to discuss is consider signing resolution appointing community volunteer Jay. Is it Jane?
Jane.
All right. Josephine to Board of Community Guardians. So let's consider that. This is good news. These members are extremely important, and it's a responsibility.
Yes.
All right.
Good morning, Chairman.
Good morning.
So we do have a resolution before you. I believe it was submitted to you.
Mm-hmm.
For Jane Josephson. She submitted an application to be a member of the Board of Community Guardians. And we have met with her. Very pleasant. She is currently a professor of nursing at Boise State University. She has extensive history, skill set of, she was a clinical manager at St. Alphonsus. She's worked in residential treatment for adults and children with disabilities, so she does have extensive skill set that would be very valuable to the Board of Community Guardians. She was wanting to volunteer her time to something that she is passionate about, and so we are very fortunate to have her apply to be a member of this board.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Is she going to take on any cases, any wards? Or is she just going to be on the board?
So we did ask her that question, and she would like to be both a board member and also a guardian.
Guardian. Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Sounds like she has the resources to help other people who are not quite sure if they can do it, to help them, enable them to be good guardians also.
Very excited to have her.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the resolution appointing Jane Josephson to the Canyon County Board of Community Guardians.
Man, I would eagerly Second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
That's great. Thanks.
Mr. Chairman, reading this, I did ask Chad Thompson, one of our outreach individuals, if we have, I guess, advertised the need for this position lately or at all. He said that we had, but he was going to reach out to you, Yvonne, to see if...
Can we make this as a... You're talking about make this as a news announcement.
Yeah, because he does all the stuff on Facebook and whatnot. I just asked him, you know...
This person's just joined.
Yeah. And if...
And Jane could not be here today. She had a prior commitment, and so she, you know, certainly sends her regrets for not being here. But there are... I'll get with Chad. We do have one of our recent volunteers. She is a companion, and she is the pet therapist. And so we would certainly like to recognize Nancy and the pet therapy that she provides to our clients as well.
Let's do it. That sounds like we have two separate releases that we can do on this. Great. That'll be great. Thank you. All right.
Okay. What else we got here?
Well, all right. So we have next action item is considering resolution approving new alcoholic beverage license for the Brick Office, LLC, DBA, the Brick Office.
Seeing the same sheet that I normally do. Mr. Chairman, I'm in favor. I mean, looking through this, the Idaho State Police has already signed off. You know, by the time it gets to us, several other entities have already looked at it. So,
yeah,
I would be in favor.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the resolution for a new alcoholic beverage license for the Brick Office, LLC, doing business as the Brick Office.
All right. I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. We don't have any other business till 10:30, so let's be in adjournment till then. Thanks.